What this group, this archive group, is doing is tremendous, because what it means is there's going to be a permanent record. And I think just of the young people, you know, the 2-3 year olds who maybe lost a relative, a parent, probably don't understand or didn't understand, they can now come and look at this footage and see just exactly what transpired as they're older and more able to cope with the circumstances. And so I really applaud the folks that have made this effort, the time, the effort, the energy, the resources, the money that it has taken to do this. And I think it's really good. You know, it is a work in progress, and hopefully these efforts will, you know, stimulate and cause people to, you know, look at it, investigate further. And so to be a good citizen and a good soldier, Fox 5, which we're responsible for, Brewster, is going to make another contribution to you, which is all our archival footage. Hopefully other stations have cooperated, or if they haven't, will cooperate, because it's really a most worthwhile project. And so put it to you.
May be confusing to some people, because in a sense it is a little confusing to me. We every now and then see what looks like, I don't know if it's the bottom of a chopper that is swinging back and forth.
That would
is
be
that?
That would be our
that is ours.
That would be the rudders from our chopper.
When the stars have started to shine, we'll be moving.
Eyewitness from our own staff. Megan, how you doing?
Hi, Jim. I was in my apartment. I live on the 36th floor at 59th Street in Columbus, and I have a clear view of downtown, and I can see the towers. And I was in my living room. I was getting dressed to rush in here, and I saw one tower. It had all the smoke. And then I saw another plane that was really close, and it went behind, and you can see it doing a turn. It was turning its wings, and it went around, and then I saw it go into the other tower, and I saw a big pool of flames just come out, and it was a big explosion. I didn't hear anything, so I'm at 59th Street, but you could see it, and there were flames, and there was so much smoke, and you can see that it was an entire different building. But I saw it was a different plane.
So two different planes.
Absolutely.
Now, when you left your building, you went downstairs to come in here. What kind of a reaction did you encounter on the streets? Were people aware of it? Were people frightened by it?
Absolutely, people are aware of it. I mean, just walking here, I was hearing people saying, you know, it was one plane, it was two plane, and everyone was hearing sirens. And people, I know people were trying to use their cell phones. No one could get a cell out. And my taxi driver was talking about it. And he had the radio up, and he was, when we would stop, he would put his window down and tell the other guy. So everybody knows about it, I think, at this point, and they're talking about it.
Deb, we just got word that from the Associated Press that it's pretty sure now that one of those planes, the first one to hit, was hijacked after takeoff from Boston. Mm-hmm. So that word we have just in, the first plane that hit the World Trade Center, the North Tower, was hijacked en route from Boston. And presumably that's a commercial jet, and there were people on board as well. So this is nothing but a terrible tragedy. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Deb.
That's okay. I can just say that that plane that I saw, the second plane, that was definitely a larger plane. I can't say which kind, but that was not a small plane. That was definitely a large plane.
So the first one was large enough, and the second one was much larger.
Well, I didn't see the first one. Oh, I can just vouch for the one I saw, and that one was certainly a large plane.
When you saw the plane, though, did you get a sense that it was heading directly for the building?
You know, when I saw it, I was thinking, gosh, you know, that's really low. I thought it was part of the of the recovery effort, and then I saw it make a turn, and I was wondering what it would be doing, but then I saw it come around and hit the other side, and then huge flames.
Deb, I'm going to have to interrupt you, I'm afraid, but the dimensions of this catastrophe are growing. We are told now that this is not quite confirmed yet, but we are told fairly reliably that a plane has crashed into the Pentagon in Washington. So not only have we had a terrible catastrophe here in New York, where planes crashed into both towers of the World Trade Center, but we are told now that a plane has crashed into the military complex in Washington, the Pentagon, which of course houses the nerve center of all the military operations of this country. So a 1-2-3 attack on the United States apparently today. Two here in New York and one in Washington at the Pentagon. There you see a live picture from Washington. We would have to guess that smoke is emanating from the Pentagon in the background. Literally not panic, see that it's a disaster to some extent, and go on with business. Because if we don't, then the acts that they've now done, I mean, that the World Trade Center's been targeted before, it's been hit before, and for a short term, if you recall, the city was paralyzed then. Mm-hmm. We can't allow ourselves to be paralyzed. That would just give in and create the effect they want.
They've hit the Pentagon, the White House is being evacuated.
I would assume that most structures of any moment, and most tunnels of any moment, in any place.
Take a look at that, if you would, Mr. Jaffe. That's the live picture of the Pentagon, having been hit by an attack. Again, in Washington, we're told that's not the
Jim,
Pentagon. No,
we just heard that there was another explosion in the basement or one of the lower levels of the World Trade Center.
It would have seemed from that picture that you're right there, Dave, because we see...
From the bottom.
We don't know if that's anything that's fallout from the planes striking down.
Yeah.
News coverage event.
Could be as a consequence of perhaps something falling from, but it certainly looks like an awful lot of smoke to be...
And we are now, for the first time, beginning to get some pictures of people in the streets.
Yeah, this is our area. This is our live picture from the scene. We can't communicate with Dick Ollery. He's down somewhere in that area, but the only audio contact we have with him is by cell telephone, and we're having problems with those as well. So there's a live picture. All right, Brandy, are you on the phone?
I am, sir.
Brandy, where are you now?
I am in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. I live on the 15th floor.
Yeah.
I have a terrace that faces the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
If I am home and all of the lights are on, if one floor turns out all of their lights, I can see that one floor turn out. I can see everything. I was in my bed this morning. My whole building shook. I got up, looked to see what was going on. Everything was up in flames. 10 minutes later, not literally, the other plane, I swear to you, deliberately went into the next World Trade Center building. Deliberately. It was no mistake about it. It deliberately went in there. I have a clear view of everything. Just 2 seconds ago, half of the building just fell out. There's nothing but white smoke. I can no longer see the World Trade Center now. It's all up in smoke. The smoke is on my terrace. That's how close I am. My mom is coughing because the smoke is on my terrace.
And you're across the bay in Brooklyn.
I'm across the bay in Brooklyn. I can see everything. We're in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It was like television.
Now, when you say it seemed as if the side had fallen off the building?
The side of the building has fallen out. It seemed like there was another explosion. I heard something go boom, and everything just, like, fell out.
Is that a third explosion now?
I don't know if it was a third explosion or was it from the fire. The fire.
Now, you heard the first explosion, and you saw the second plane go in.
I saw the second plane go in, and it was actual deliberate. There was no way as a pilot that you would not fall around that smoke.
Brandy, after you saw that second plane hit the deliberately, as you say, the side of the World Trade Center, then you heard a third explosion?
Then I heard, not necessarily a third explosion, just 10 minutes ago, like a whole side of the building just fell out.
I see.
And I could hear like the rumble, the crash of all the windows coming down.
So that could indicate some sort of a weakness, the structure
now,
of the building weakened.
I can't even see the World Trade Center building.
It's too much covered with smoke.
It's too much covered with smoke.
I see. Well,
I mean, the smoke is coming on my terrace. That's how much smoke it is.
I see. Brandy, thank you very much. I'm sure it was a harrowing experience for you, so thank you for sharing your experiences with us. I appreciate it.
But Joe Klein's has just gotten up into the studio, the executive producer of the 10 o'clock news.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, he'll be here in a second, but I just want to tell you the Board of Elections has just announced the primary has been canceled.
Yeah,
has been canceled.
There,
yes.
Yeah.
So, that makes a lot of sense. Here's Joe right
Joe
now.
Klein's? You look a bit the worse for wear. You've been running around this morning, obviously.
Yeah, they're not letting. I'm coming in from Long Island. They're not letting anything but real extreme emergency vehicles over the 59th Street Bridge. Thousands of people are walking across to and fro. Mm-hmm. I was on the bridge when I believe the second tower may have crumbled, and people were just standing in shock. I mean, everybody's jaw just dropped, absolutely open. There's, you know, New York, everybody has to go someplace, and people are going places, but everybody is just has a dazed look on their face. It's mm-hmm. It's amazing because, you know, if you walk, we're near Second Avenue here on the Upper East Side. You look down, it's many miles away, but people are still looking down the road, seeing this amazing, horrific display.
Now, you were able to see it from the bridge, were you?
I saw it right as somebody said, "Oh my God!" It was the second, apparently the second tower. I was in the car listening on the radio when the first tower crumbled. It's amazing, and everybody's just, you know, you can't put it into words. Shock, horror. This really, instantly people are looking at it and know that this is, You know, we're never going to be the same after something like this.
It's curious how you even got here.
There's a garage, a parking garage at Queens Plaza that I often use. You know, the traffic was very heavy. I ditched there and then I ran across the bridge. And a lot of people are running and, you know, just coming back and forth. It's it really is an amazing sight.
All right, Joe, just one second, please. We're going to go back to Washington now, where Fox reporter Mike Emanuel has an update for us there. Mike?
Yes, Jim, I can tell you that it's a U.S. Air 737 that crashed into the Pentagon earlier this morning. Much of the Pentagon has now been evacuated. There are still some personnel in the basement of the Pentagon in a bunker-type facility, and basically it is designed to stand in it through an attack, but we can confirm that it was a U.S. Air 737 which crashed into the Pentagon here in Washington earlier this morning, and there are fire crews from all over the greater metropolitan Washington area fighting the fire in that area. I can tell you I'm a good distance from there. I can see smoke coming from that building, but I am not actually at the Pentagon to tell you exactly how bad the fire is, but it looks like it's pretty sizable at this point.
Joe Kleins, back to you. When you saw the collapse of the building, were there people around you? And if so, what were there? Was the reaction on the part of the crowd?
They were, you know, because there were a bunch of people who were on the bridge standing and watching. And when they saw this, oh, my God, the whole building just went over. Because at that point beforehand, you couldn't really tell what had happened to the first tower because there's just so much smoke that you just see smoke and one tower. And then all you saw was smoke after that. Smoke over all of lower Manhattan, you know, enveloping all of the financial district. You know, going over the East River, and you know, as I was driving in, I was hearing reports of people saying papers were flying over Brooklyn. This is an hour ago, so I can imagine what you know, this tremendous calamity.
Station division is very profitable, very successful, and is one of Mr. Murdoch's cash cows. Not as lucrative as it has been, but in these thin times, but it still, you know, is a revenue producer for him. And so, but he created the fourth network out of thin air. So.